Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a group of people from Japan came to visit St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and these people were not Christians. So one of these seminarians there took them for a tour, and he explained about all the art in the basilica. And this group of people, they just were filled with awe by seeing such a beautiful art in the basilica. And at last, the seminarian took these people to the Blessed Sacrament Chapel. And he was explaining what it is. And after hearing for 15 minutes about the Blessed Sacrament and the presence of Christ, there was a man who came to him and said, "Could you please explain it to me once more?" Then the seminarian explained to him once more that it is the presence of Christ in the Holy Eucharist, the small host. So Jesus is present in the small host like that. For 15 minutes, he was explaining to that man alone. And after the explanation, the man said to the seminarian, "What you said, if it is real, then this must be the most amazing art in the world." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is the most amazing thing that Jesus left among us is his presence. Jesus wanted to be among us. That's why he said, "I am with you always." Or the Bible says, he is Emmanuel, he is with us always. So it is obvious that Christ left his presence in the Holy Eucharist. We are privileged to have our Blessed Lord among us. Even though we were sinners, or we are sinners, even though we killed him, we crucified him, we hanged him on the cross, he never left us. He never left us because he never stops loving us. So Holy Eucharist is the perfect love of our Blessed Lord. He not only present among us, but he became our spiritual food. He became our nourishment to reach the eternal heaven, to reach the heavenly kingdom. So our Blessed Lord is always present among us. You know, when Jesus was about to die, before his death, he gave us two most beautiful gifts. The first one is given on Holy Thursday, that is the institution of the body and blood, the Holy Eucharist. And the second one was given on Good Friday, the Blessed Mother. He gave his own mother to be the mother of every one of us. So these are the two greatest gifts that Jesus left among us. One is his own presence, another one is his mother. So he and his mother, who are redeemers, who are called redeemers of this world, they always work among, especially the sinners, especially those people who are we are going astray from his love. That's why wherever Mother Mary is present or wherever Mother Mary appears, she tells to pray for the sinners. Those who are going away from the Lord's love, they need to be brought back. So the love of God is for, most specially for the sinners, those who are away from his love. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as we have heard in today's gospel, Jesus was telling, I am the true bread that came down from heaven. Yes, that is true. He is the true spiritual food that came down from heaven to fill us with the thing that we have lost. What is that thing? It is the holiness. So it is the Holy of Holies. Jesus' presence in the Holy Eucharist is the Holy of Holies. So his presence comes to every one of us when we are making ourselves worthy to receive him. He comes to bless every one of us. So his presence makes us to be the people of heaven, makes us to realize that he came down from heaven and he is going to take every one of us back to heaven. So we are the people of heaven that is reminded each and every time whenever we receive the Holy Eucharist. We are the people of heaven. Dear friends in Christ, as we have heard in the first reading today, Moses prayed to the Lord and God gave manna from heaven. So manna was not a spiritual food. Those who ate manna, the Bible says, they all died. But Jesus says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will never face death. So that food, what was given in the Old Testament, is the symbol. That is nourishment for the body, a physical body. But the true food, as Jesus says, is himself. So those who eat with faith, those who drink with faith, they will never die. They always be in the presence of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, in many situations or many places we read in the Bible that Jesus was speaking about himself, that he is the true food that came down to nourish us. And in one of the occasions when Jesus was telling to his disciples that he is the food from heaven and those who eat, they will live. So many disciples, they left because it was hard to understand. And Jesus was asking Peter, are you also want to go away? Then Peter said, where shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life. So Jesus is both the nourishment from the altar, yes, a Holy Eucharist, and nourishment from Ambo, the Word of God. He is both. He is the Word of God and he is the Eucharist. So he comes in the form of host and the form of the Word of God to make us to be the children of God once again. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we know the people of Israel were celebrating the feast of Passover. And it was the blood of the lamb that was saving the firstborn of all the Israelites. And it is, in the New Testament, we know it is the blood of Christ which saves every one of us. Not only the chosen people, not only the firstborn, But everyone who believes in him, everyone who puts his faith in him, they all be saved through the blood of our blessed Lord. He is the true sacrificial lamb who was slain for all our sins. So that's what we enact, or that's what we are celebrating here on the altar. It is one of the mysteries. With our human knowledge, sometimes we cannot understand. When we look at the things, what is happening, we cannot understand, because the host remains as a host for our physical eyes. The taste remains as the same host taste. The color doesn't change. But the essence, the true essence, is totally changes. It is no more the host or the bread, but it is the body and blood of Christ. So through the transubstantiation, the substance of the bread and wine is changed to the substance of body and blood of Christ. That is the mystery. Sometime our mind or our heart cannot grasp that. But when we look at with faith, when we look or when we see with faith, we can understand and we will see miracles. We know how many miracles have been taking place all over the world, the Eucharistic miracles. The presence of, real presence of Christ is shown to the people, those who were not believing. So each and every Mass brings the presence of Christ in the midst of us and makes us worthy to be entering into the heavenly bliss. So as we celebrate the feast of Corpus Christi, we are called to be reminded that we need to be worthy to receive him. We know the sacraments, those sacraments which forgives our sins. Of course, it is baptism which forgives all our sins. And the sacrament of penance and sacrament of anointing of the sick, they forgive all our sins. And we also should know the sacrament of Holy Eucharist also forgives our sins. By the reception of the Holy Eucharist, all our venial sins are forgiven. But we cannot receive the Holy Communion if we are in the state of mortal sin. We need to go to make confession to receive the Holy Communion, because we cannot place the Holy of Holies in an unholy place. But, you know, by the reception of the Holy Eucharist, the venial sins are forgiven. That is the mystery, that God works among us. So we are called to love one another as he loved us. That is what the main theme that Jesus taught when he instituted the Holy Eucharist on Holy Thursday. Love one another as I have loved you. So that is the symbol, or what we call, this is the real sign of love. So he calls us to love one another. In order to love one another, we need to come forward to sacrifice as he sacrificed. Without a sacrifice, we cannot love one another. So let us ask our blessed Lord to help us to be like him, to love our neighbors as he loved us, that we also will be called another Christ here on earth, that we also will be the bearers of Christ. When we go out after receiving Christ in our heart, we become another Christ. We become like Christ going out to love one another as he loved us. So let us ask God, ask our blessed Lord to fill us with his love, that we will be like him, that we always bring everyone as he brought everyone to the Father, we may also bring everyone to our blessed Lord to experience the same love. For that grace, let us pray during this Mass. Amen.